Then she heard a strong male voice say, "No, I've got them. Thank you." She looked over her shoulder to see a man barely succeeding in balancing an armful of wrapped presents, as well as bags loaded up on each arm. She could tell from the style that the packages had been wrapped at the gift-wrapping counter of an expensive NYC department store. At first, Kate couldn't imagine why he'd turned down the doorman's offer for assistance. The brightly colored packages, and his moving back and forth to compensate for their shifting weights, made him look like a circus clown performing a balancing act with a bunch of oversized items. Kate decided to blame male ego. No different than when an obviously lost man refuses to ask for directions. Although she preferred to ride the elevator alone, Kate decided to hold the elevator car for him. She didn't want to be responsible for the inevitable sitcom-inspired tumbling package scene that was sure to ensue if the overzealous shopper had to wait for the next available elevator car. The man peeked around his pile of presents so he could see where he was going. Unfortunately for Kate, the angle didn't afford her a view of his face. Because she waited, he grumbled a trademark New York, "Hey, thanks," which meant that he did the minimum to acknowledge a fellow city resident.